Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. Warning, and this is part 4. Now I know what you will say as I read it to you. Oh, I've heard this before. Well, you have heard it before. Israel heard it before. They were going to keep on hearing it because it was so important. But if anybody got any complaint about it, it's not me. I'm only repeating what Moses said. And Moses is only repeating what God said. I'm the office boy. Moses was the leading messenger, but God was the originator of this. Let me read it to you. This is what God is saying to the Hebrews, just as they're poised to go into the land. If ever you forget the Lord your God, well, in their case, it has to be since, when you forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you. We want preachers like this. Confronting preachers, challenging preachers. Not all this nice stuff. Look at this. Moses is laying down the law here because God is laying down the law for the Hebrews. And don't say, my friend, I'm in the new covenant. Yeah, we are in the new covenant, but there is the law of Christ in the new covenant. If ever you forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely, surely be destroyed. By the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. Of course, we don't commit idolatry. Then you better read the New Testament, my friend. Read the closing letter, closing verse of the letter, first letter of John. My dear children, keep yourselves from idols. Read the letter to the Ephesians. This is idolatry, and Paul spells it out. You know what the chief idol is? It's self. Of course, for idolaters, this is the essence of sin. Self, something, the creature, rather than God, the creator. Romans chapter 1 is express. They suppress the knowledge of God. This is what the natural man is like. This is what we're all like. We keep ourselves away from God. We suppress him, and we worship created things rather than the creator. And there's disobedience to the covenant. And disobedience to the covenant, breaking the commands of God, is idolatry in God's eye. This is what he's saying here. Now, would Israel hear? It seems to me so obvious. It's so blunt, so clear. Could Israel mistake it? But they did. I feel like Paul in Romans 10, verse 18. Did Israel not hear? Romans 10, verse 19. Paul again. Did Israel not understand? Did they not get it? Of course they did, Romans 10:18. They understood all right. I've accommodated those verses. They're speaking about something else, but it's the same point. Did Israel not hear? Did Israel not understand? Of course they did. They did hear. First Moses, then Isaiah the prophet. And the same here. How many times is it going to be said to Israel before they get the message? How many times? And then even take Judah, when they saw Israel go in the north, go into captivity, did they learn from this? No, they themselves went into captivity. Well, God expressed with them, you'll be surely destroyed. Why? For disobedience, because you haven't kept my covenant, because you've broken the principles that I laid down, principles of separation. You must be separate from the nations. And if you go into the nations, and if you treaty with them, if you make bargains with them, if you learn from them, if you copy them, if you go their way, then you will be treated like them. And how did I treat them? I destroyed them. And I'll do the same to you. That's what God said to Israel. Now read the rest of the Old Testament, my friend, and see. What do you find? Precisely this. Israel did break the covenant. It did disobey. And they did go into captivity and exile. Oh, well, they were returned, yes, but it was never the same. And look what we find when we open the New Testament. They're under the heel of Rome. And as we close the New Testament, what do we find? AD 70 and AD 135, the destruction of Rome, of Jerusalem by the Romans. The end. Well, that's the history lecture. What about today? What about us, the churches? We have Revelation 2 and 3. What about us? The candlestick removed. Are we not hearing? I said about Israel, Romans 10, 18 and 19. How about us? Are we hearing? Are we listening? Are we breaking the covenant? Well, Are we going towards pagans? Are we copying paganism? Are we bringing pagan ideas into the churches? Are we breaking down the principles of separation? I know the answer to these questions, or I think I do. Do you? And what is God's word? I think we must be deaf. I think we must be deaf. Are we not listening to what God is saying? If we go this way, Revelation 2 and 3, the candlestick will be removed unless we repent and reform and return. May God give us grace. And what about you unbelievers, any unbelievers listening to me? Have you not heard the warnings? Read John 3:18. Read John 3:36. The wrath of God abides upon you. Read John 3:16. Call upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Are you listening? Will you obey? And will you obey now? Or will you procrastinate and put it off? That's the devil's master ploy. Yes, it's all very true, but do it tomorrow. No, no, my friend, do it now. This is the warning. If ever you forget, if ever you go after pagans, if you ever go after their gods and worship their ways and follow their ways, then you know what's coming. Oh, God, deliver us from it. May God speak to us through this solemn word, and may we be given ears to hear, and hearts to love, and wills to obey. Amen.